choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton reminding you that the registration deadline for our next tour to the Holy Land is just a few days away. February the 23rd is the final registration date, so if you're ready for a life-changing experience, get your application and brochure today by calling the station toll-free at 1-888-221-8990 or visit our website at WCNO.com, the news page, for more information. A portion of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten locally by Larry McLean Painting Incorporated, serving the Treasure Coast since 1976 in commercial and residential painting services, pressure cleaning, shake roof renewal, tile roof painting, deck ceiling or refinishing, and complete interior or exterior painting. Licensed and insured, Larry McLean Painting is available at 772-223-9000. That's 772-223-9000.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I think we ought to get to the point where we want to come to church in clothes that we know we can sweat in. And not be worried about a little bit of B.O. Because we're praising the Lord. Amen? I'm tired of being cute. And can I just be real with you so much? Listen to my heart. I'm not trying to be critical of anybody here this morning. But I'm tired of being cute and I'm tired of being pretty. And I want to come in the door saying, God, I got to get in your presence today. God, I need you in my life today. God, I want what you have for me today. God, I'm hungry for you. Whatever it takes, Lord. Whatever you have for me. Lord, if I need to run, I'll run. If I need to jump, I'll jump. If I need to roll around on the floor, I'm going to roll around on the floor. Whatever it takes, God, I've got to get what you have for me today. Come on, somebody ought to hear me this morning. The locusts are coming. I said the locusts are coming. I wish somebody would get hungry this morning and shout hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice this morning and say, I want you more, Lord. I want you more, Lord. I want more of you in my life. More manifestation. More revelation. Come on, revelation is the key. Revelation is the key. We got to be people of faith and believe for revelation, because if you don't have revelation, you ain't got nothing to stand in faith for. We got to constantly be growing into the new revelations of what he has for our lives and what he has for our ministries, open to the possibilities and opportunities that he's bringing us. I want more of God in my life that way. Amen? I'm so tired of cute church. I'm so tired of cute church. I'm ready for some people that say, I'm going to put my hunger on display. I'm going to put my life out there. I'm going to take a risk. I'm not holding back anymore. I'm not laying it aside anymore. I'm giving God my life completely. I'm partnering with this ministry completely. I'm giving it my all. And I'm going to do whatever I can do to see this ministry touch this community. Because God has planted me there. He's rooted me there. He's grounded me there. I shouldn't have to get up here every Sunday and plead with y'all to come to Bible study on Wednesday night. Well, I work too hard. I work too long. I got too much going on. I shouldn't even have to bother with it. You should be down here kicking down the doors, praying a half hour before the church starts. If you're really hungry. I realize some of y'all may not come back after this week, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because I'm not being held back anymore. This church is moving into what God has called it to move into. And if you want to be a part of it, get on the train. If you don't, stay at the station. We're going to fulfill the purpose of this house. We're going to fulfill the purpose of this ministry. Giving it 110%. And not here because you have to, but here because you get to. Because God's called you. Because he's anointed you. Because he's blessed you. Because he appointed the season for your life. You know what religion wants us to do? Religion wants us to lower our expectation to the level of our experience. And I've had it. I'm tired of lowering our expectation to the level of our experience rather than raising our expectation to the level of our promise. We need to raise it up. We need to raise up our expectation to the promise of God over our lives, ladies and gentlemen. And be faithful to what God has given us. Because if we miss this opportunity of a lifetime, the window of opportunity will shut on this ministry. And where that school sits and where that church sits will be a bunch of empty buildings. I cannot make it happen on my own. It's going to take an army of people that are hungry, that are ready to devour the enemy's camp. See, the problem is we've got too many mistruths in our life. We believe that we're too tired. We believe that we can't get down there. We believe that we can't serve in the capacity that God's called us. And we keep putting it off and putting it off. But can I just tell you this morning, if you believe a lie, you will behave a lie. If you believe a lie, you will become a lie. And I'm telling you right now, that is a lie from the pit of hell that tells you you can't plug in and be a part of this ministry. And the devil will use that to suck the very call of God out of your life. If you believe you'll never have finances, you'll never have finances. If you believe you'll never see people get healed when you lay hands on them, you'll never pray for the sick. Come on now. If you don't believe anybody's going to get saved, then you'll never tell anybody about Jesus. Because if you believe a lie, you will behave a lie. And then you become that lie. But I got news for you this morning. The locusts are coming. The locusts are coming. They have no king, but they march in rank because there is a hunger that drives them. They don't have to have a pastor saying, lift your hands, raise your voice, say hallelujah, say amen. They don't have to have anybody tell them what to do. They just do it, and they move in unity. They move like a swarm. They're led by something on the inside of them. They're led by the power of the Holy Ghost, and it pulls them together in unity to accomplish the call of God on their corporate life. Oh, Jesus. No, you ain't heard me. They come with a hunger inside of them. Nobody has to cheerlead them on. Nobody has to get them stirred up. They're already hungry when they get here. They already want what's set before them. They've already pulled up a big chair to the Father's table and said, let me dig in. I'm ready to eat what you prepared for me today. I'm ready to devour everything you put in my path. Oh, somebody ought to shout, the locusts are coming. The second thing about the locusts is this. They refuse to quit. They refuse to quit. Somebody say they refuse to quit. They are relentless in the pursuit of what they want. Come on, somebody say relentless. Now watch this. If you can be discouraged, you will be discouraged. Somebody say determined faith. We got to hang out with people with determined faith, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hang out with some crazy people. Huh? I hung out with normal Christians long enough. They ain't going nowhere. They're staying in the same cycles of dysfunction. Matter of fact, some of the Christians I know are more dysfunctional than the people in the world. The free people got more hang-ups than the bound people. Huh? Come on now. I'm ready to hang out with some people that are crazy for Jesus, that just love Jesus, that just want Jesus. I'm ready to hang out with some folks that got a bulldog mentality and they got that tenacity to never let go of the promise that God's called them to. They're just going to keep believing that the dream is going to manifest no matter what the circumstances say, no matter what the problems look like. And if it doesn't happen today, then surely it's going to happen tomorrow. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, then surely it's going to happen next week. And if it doesn't happen next week, well, my God, it'll happen next month. But it's going to happen. I'm looking for a people with that kind of determined faith. That will stand in the gap and believe for the salvation of an entire city. That's what I'm looking for. Locusts are relentless in their pursuit. Somebody say they're relentless. If the devil could have took you out, he would have taken you out. I know you went through hell in the church where you were in, but you're still here. I know you've been through hell and back on some things in the body of Christ, but you're still here. I know you've had some health issues, but you're still here. I know your marriage may not be everything it's supposed to be, but you're still here. I know you got some issues, but you're still here. I know you've been struggling with some addictions, and I know you've been struggling with smoking some cigarettes, but you're still here. I know you aren't everything you could be, but you're still here. You haven't been defeated. You haven't been counted out. The anointing on the inside of you is stronger than what's going on the outside of you. You got to stand up and declare that you have not been defeated. You are not defeated, because greater is the one that lives inside of me than anybody else in this world, than anything else in this world. I want to declare over you that you are God's victory this morning. And you are not defeated. Touch somebody and say, I'm not defeated. Nah, I gotta tell you, I done made up my mind. I want a pastor locust. I don't care anymore. Give me the woman that just come off the street that don't know how to dress yet. I want to pastor her, huh? Give me the cracked addict that just got set free. I want to pastor him. Give me the couple that just got saved and got their marriage healed. I want to pastor them. Give me some locusts. Give me some people that aren't interested in what's going on in religion. They're not interested in jargon. They just know that God has given them a promise, and they're going to stand in the gap for the promise, and they will not be denied. Give me them kind of people that refuse to give in, that refuse to be denied. They've been to hell and back, and they're saying, I'm not stopping. I'm not giving up. I'm standing on the promises of God, because his promises are yes and amen. Oh, the locusts are coming. Hallelujah. I can't help it. I'm wound up a little bit. You're going to have to pardon me. These people may not be pretty, but they're passionate. They're hungry. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If what you are doing has no life in it, dismount, the horse is dead. Get off of it. Stop trying to ride the dead horse. You know, we talked about the anointing in here a few months ago. Remember that we had four components of the anointing. Y'all remember that? The whole anointing had four components. It had the cinnamon. I mean, that's the happy days, the sweet days. The anointing gives you that happiness. It's the sweet days of grace. It's the days when everything's going your way. Huh? You remember that? And then it had the calamus. It's the original meaning of that word meant a reed or a scepter. It signifies government and order. How many know if you're really going to operate in the anointing, you not only need the sweetness of grace, but you need to do it in God's order. Huh? Because God has an order to our lives. And then there was the cassia part of it, that word means to clean. It has to do with worship, and has to do with people that know how to get intimate with God and move into a place with the Spirit of God. You know, David took his clothes off in front of all Israel, and his wife becomes indignant with him, because she goes, oh, look at the king, he's just undignified. How he distinguishes himself in front of the people. And she says it sarcastically, how he's lost his dignity today. Come on now. Listen, I want to tell you something. The real folks that are anointed is the people that know how to undress in public. The anointing is never going to flow out of your life or my life as long as we keep hiding behind what people want to think we are instead of what we really are. We spend too much time trying to project an image of what we want people to see in us rather than really just being who we are. And I'm going to tell you right now, it will stop the anointing of God in your life. The fourth one in the anointing was the myrrh. Somebody say myrrh. It means bitterness. It's the bitter things. Don't nobody like to talk about the bitter part of it. But he said, if you're going to have the holy anointing oil, you're going to have 500 shekels of myrrh. That's 500 grams. What does that mean? It means that God takes the broken places of your life and uses them to make the anointing in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
The sound of praise, the sound of triumph, as we continue to exalt the name of the Lord together.
I will exalt. My God.
only you can set me free. Only your love has captured my. I hear you calling, come, come, come. So I will run, forever I will run, unto you, oh God. Now you have my heart, so
face. You are beautiful. as you really are. There is one thing that I need, one thing that I seek, to dwell in your presence all my days. There is one thing that I need, one thing will I seek, to gaze upon the splendor of your face. You are beautiful.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.